Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. As you know, I'm always trying to encourage you all to not only to learn more about the world around you, but also to see how you can better help serve the world. Today, we're going to talk about something a little bit differently, though, and that is, how well do you know you? That's right. How well do you know yourself? And how does that information help you as you're going through your life and interacting with others, as well as, of course, being able to deal with what's going on in the world around us? Our next guest has written a book that I really find very fascinating. I'm excited to welcome to our program today Don Crosby. He's the author of The Why You Do, Unlocking Our Behavior to Prevent Misunderstandings. We're going to talk to Don not only about the journey of writing the book, but how he's been able to, through the ProScan, and we're going to be talking more about that later, how he's been able to help people to better understand who they are, why they may react the way that they do, but also how they can live life better. Now, if you're just now finding out about Don in the book, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get the book for yourself. But, Don, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Cyrus, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here this afternoon.
Look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And this book is really fascinating. And I should say at the very top of the book, for those who have not read it, it says, if you have more than one person in any relationship, you have behavioral challenges. And I think that really goes for all of us, whether we're talking about our home, whether we're talking about work. I mean, there are relationships that we're all in. But this book, Don, you did two things that I want to talk about. First of all, you really let us into who you are and how you became the person that you are. And two, you share with us how that information has then helped to guide you in being able to help others understand the same thing about themselves. What has the latter part been like for you, to know that by from what you've learned, you've been able to help others better understand themselves?
Well, it's been very powerful. What's remarkable is that I've been in this industry now for 25 years. And I've matured, I've grown, I understand myself. My wife and I, we use this with our relationship, we use this in our family. And many times I'm working with executives from companies all over the world and helping them, but I step back to think, you know, where the real application is helping, you know, just an everyday person understand their relationships with one another. And so I thought the best way to do that was to be very transparent. So that's the approach I took.
Right. And that in itself, though, is not easy. I mean, for some people, Don, as you know, can be downright scary. For one thing, to be honest with themselves about their lives, and then to have the courage to share that with others, because no one likes to be looked at as being vulnerable or weak. How did you get that courage to share it?
Well, that's a great question. Once I started writing the book, I was about 10,000 words into the book. And I'd get up every morning between 3:30 and 4 o'clock and start writing on a seven-day basis. And after about 10,000 words, Cyrus, I told myself, you know, this is terrible. It's not any fun. And if it's not any fun to write, it's not going to be any fun to read. So I thought, you know, I've read many business books, and they talk about theory, and all that is fine. But I thought, you know what, if I'm going to write this and really make an impact, I need to look at myself and be able to have the courage to share the stories, and because everybody has a story. I don't care if you come from a family that has money, or a blue collar family, or poverty. Everybody has a story, and it's those stories that really amplify who we are. And so I don't know. It was just a lot of fun reflecting, I think.
Yeah, I think that's it. One of the great things you share, we're going to come back to your home life in a moment, Don, but one of the great things that you share is when you went into a classroom and this student that almost bolted for the door, and how you were able to not only get him to come back in, but then thanks to the ProScan technology, was able to help them all to better appreciate themselves and those around them, their classmates around them. I mean, is that light bulb moment, is that one of the reasons why you have been so committed to this work?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a series of examples, just like you've mentioned, Cyrus, that I mean, this class was, oh my gosh, they're kids that basically, it's an at-risk class, for the audience. And if a kid fails his class, they're basically kicked out of high school. And these kids were, you know, a lot of sad stories. And when this young man started to walk out and I stood between the door and him and whispered into his ear, you know, go sit down, I'm not going to embarrass you. I didn't know if I was going to get stabbed, punched, threatened, or what his response would be. But his response was so powerful to me. I mean, I still remember the look in his eye. And then after the class, after the week was over of conducting the class, it was life-changing, Cyrus. It really was, looking back on it.
Right. And I think that is it. And I think, you know, that coupled with the letters that you share in the book, Don, really show, you know, how we know if we're making an impact. And as you said, you know, so many times we define our success and we define happiness in a dollar amount or in where we live or what we look like, instead of thinking about the impact that we're able to make, not only, I think, on the world, but also, of course, on those situations around us. I want to read one of those letters, and that was actually in the book from Terry, and this is what it says. Dear Mr. Crosby, I'm writing you this letter of appreciation to tell you how much I learned about myself in just the first day. Your survey is very close, if not right on. Just about everything you told me about myself was right. I can work good with people and get very controlling. Well, I just wanted to say thanks again, and I am glad you came to our class. See ya. I mean, when you think about that, and when you were even including it into this book, how does that make you feel about the work that you do and the impact you've been able to make?
Well, you know, every day my goal, Cyrus, is to make a difference in one person's life. And if I can do that, then it's been a good day. And so I judge my entire career, my profession, really making an impact. And if we look back on it, let's see, that class was probably 7 years ago. Today, that person is approximately 26 years old, maybe 24. One of the kids in that classroom, she was 16 at the time. She had a baby and lived with her grandmother and her boyfriend and her mother. And so when you take those sad stories and then put the component of how much time has gone by, I just hope that she's learned from that class how to go from where she is to where she deserves to be. But it's a very, very powerful career, if I might say.
Yeah, and I think that is it, and to know that we're able to have that type of impact is really amazing. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Don Crosby. He's the author of the book, The Why You Do, Unlocking Our Behavior to Prevent Misunderstandings. And we all know, as I said at the top of the book, if you have more than one person in any relationship, you have behavioral challenges. And Don has been able to show this in the book, even going back to his own family. And I said I was going to circle back around to that, Don, because I was really surprised, actually, of how much of yourself you let us into. And you talked about the dynamics between your mother and father. How did it help you to watch them, to learn from them, even when, as one point you talk about in the book, they weren't able to stay together, but it did not stop the fact that they had love for one another?
Yeah, it's powerful. Well, first of all, you know, I watched my parents struggle for their entire relationship. And at one point, because of their relationship and many of their friends, I never really wanted to get married. To me, observing the arrangement of marriage was just a very complicated, very trying experience. And so, but what was difficult was watching the pain that my mother went through just because of the verbal misunderstandings that my father would create. And but I wrote about him because as I would speak at different conferences and give certain examples, people would say, well, it sounds like my family. And so I thought, you know, I love my dad. My dad died in 2005. But I wanted to honor he and my mother by just sharing that they were terrific parents. They were great. They were hardworking, loving parents. but they struggled. And my dad, you know, he died loving my mother after they were married for 28 years. But love was not enough, Cyrus. So I think it's important that, you know, we share those types of stories to encourage one another, no matter what they've, where they are or what they've come through, that they can break those family curses, if you would, and still have a great marriage. Now, you know, my wife and I celebrated our 30th anniversary this year, and so obviously my parents' failed marriage didn't have any bearing on my marriage.
Right, and I think that is it. Communication comes up a great deal in what you see, you know, talk about when it comes to what you're able to see and even what's important today, Don. You talk about in the book, and you actually, I have to say, you reference one of my favorite scriptural passages, Genesis chapter 11, in the book, in talking about, you know, misunderstandings and the way that we kind of go through things, especially, you know, when we're not dealing well with one another. That's a great segue for me when it comes to the importance of not taking everything personally, just as I keep referencing to what you have on the front of the book, even in the workplace, as you discuss that in the book. You say if a business has more than one employee, there's a high probability that the company will experience behavioral challenges within the workforce, just like with any, again, with any relationship. Do you think that's the thing, that not so much to think that it won't happen, but to be able to deal with it properly when it does?
Yeah, I think what's so fascinating, Seth, that's a great question. I think what's so fascinating is that people are surprised when they have communication breakdown. People are shocked. And I say expect it. It's not intentional, but it's predictable.
Right.
And so if one doesn't take it personal, and I think what it's done, too, is it's caused me to become a better listener. And to understand that there's a variety of different communication styles, but if we can stop and listen and process, then someone is going to be much more, they're going to have a more successful relationship. But it's fascinating how small businesses have many of the same problems that the large businesses have. It's just based on communication and styles.
Right. I think that is it. And I think that communication is something, you know, that is so important. You know, when you finish this book, and we're going to get into the ProScan technology here in a moment, because I actually took it myself, actually used it myself, and we'll talk about that. When you're looking at this process, and, you know, and now we're having this conversation, Don actually shared with me before the conversation started, this is his first about the book. So we're really excited that it could be with us. You know, do you feel as though already that the conversations are being had, Don, that you wanted to have?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just remarkable. For example, I do some work in a prison system in Louisiana, and I donated, I believe, a dozen copies to the men's and women's library. And a few months ago, when I was in the prison during one of the last afternoons that I was teaching, one of the inmates raised his hand and he said, "Excuse me, Mr. Don, but I just realized that you wrote this book." And I said, "What do you mean?" He says, I read it." And I took it back to my bunk, and I had just I was going to read a few pages. And the first night I read 68 pages. The next morning I finished it. And he said with tears in his eyes, he said that if I would have read your book and known what I know today, I probably wouldn't have made the behavioral choices that I've made, and I probably wouldn't be here in prison. To me, that was just remarkable, and that was a life changer, goal changer for me.
Well, what a great thing. And, you know, part of what you've been able to share and part of what we learn about, and I learned about even before this conversation with you, Don, is about the ProScan technology and being able to be honest with ourselves. Now, let me just say, first of all, that my family and friends, and even I think regular listeners of this program, know, you know, feel as though they know me fairly well. I would love to believe I'm as great as they think I am, but But I think, you know, there are things when I was doing it myself, I said to myself, you know, if I'm truly honest, you know, there are a lot of qualities that we may hear people say in a joking way, that when we're really honest, that really is a part of who we are. Are we too controlling? Are we too demanding? You know, or, you know, how important has that been for you to ask yourself not only the difficult questions, but then to be honest with the answers?
Well, first of all, you know, the process that you're talking about with the pro scan is that Cyrus completed, he scored 60 words. And Cyrus, so 60 words are cross matrix to 148,000 factors. So it's the whole process is science, and it measures the subconscious of how, not the conscious and the subconscious of who we feel that we are. And I mean, most people, a lot of people don't want to know who they are. A lot of people are really concerned that they're so flawed, or they've done things, or that they, in the back of their mind, they really don't want to know, because they just prefer not knowing rather than to know and to think it may be bad. Mm-hmm. And so with our process is that we don't, there's no good and bad. It's just who we are. And hopefully before the show is over, I can introduce you to Cyrus, because I took a glimpse at your assessment, and I've got it embedded in my head, so I could do a short introduction of who Cyrus is. But
I would love for you to.
Yeah. How about right now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So Cyrus and I have never met, and this is our first phone call. And what this does, though, Cyrus, is that by you completing those 60 adjectives, eliminates the learning curve of, let's say, me getting to know you. You have two styles of communicating, selling and telling. You have an ease of intermixing. You can sell anything to anybody if you believe in it. You're a very passionate man, very bottom line. You know, you in details, paperwork's probably one of the things that you rather need to delegate to somebody. Impatient, get it done, make it happen. Very entrepreneurial, get it done. High energy. You know, bottom line kind of guy. That's the Reader's Digest version for you.
That's me. That is me, you know. And it's so interesting, because I think we talk about here on the program, for those who, you know, who work with me, that you know, there's that front, you know, that front of the house side of me, and that back of the house side of me, almost to take the restaurant terminology. And you know, I think that is it. You're right. I mean, if I believe in something, as in the book like this, you know, I love being able to share it. I love being able to talk to people about it. And you know, I think that's kind of just a part of who I am. And so it was interesting for me to do it. You know, I have to say, though, and I can agree with what you said, that, you know, we are sometimes afraid, because I thought about when it was offered to me to take it. I said, you know, do I really, am I ready to know? You know? But, I mean, I'm glad that I did, because I think it does help us in moving forward. So isn't the real challenge then at this point, like for our audience out there, to be able to do something like this, to then to be able to take what we have and then to be able to live our lives going forward with that in mind?
Yeah, what's really important is that I talk about in the book toward the end, where really the secret, I believe, is to discover who you are. Once somebody, and it's really the discovering process is, you know, reflect, like the book actually creates people to think and to reflect on their story. And the next step is, once you discover, is to really accept who you are. So you discover, you accept, and then you really need to celebrate who you are. A lot of people fall short. They may have an observation of who they believe that they are, but they don't really accept it, and then they don't really... See, I believe that God doesn't make junk. I believe that he doesn't make mistakes, but we're all work in process. And if we take responsibility and celebrate who we are, accept who we are and celebrate, Cyrus, it doesn't get better than that.
Right. totally agree. I totally agree. And I think that is the thing. And I want to actually share what you wrote in the book. Life embraces us all as a comprised collection of roles and responsibility. Some are life-altering with relationships, families, businesses, careers, and volunteer positions. There have been rewarding life lessons both with victories and with loss. And I think that is the thing, to realize that it really is about all. And I think so many times, we, and I've been guilty of this as well, Don, as I think our audience has been, we focus on one part, and we think that makes the whole bad. And I think instead of realizing how we can be able to become better every day, that every day, as you said, we're all a work in progress. And I think if we're able to embrace that and stop beating ourselves down the way that we often do, and sometimes, unfortunately, in the world we live in today, the way that others do, I think we'll definitely be able to like ourselves and love ourselves a little bit better. So to know that you have a purpose, and purpose is one of the things we talk about a lot on this show, is that what keeps this work fun for you over the years?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, when I hear a story or a testimony from someone, it just, the book on Amazon, we have the audio version and the Kindle version is up. It's available now, and the paperback doesn't come out till the 26th. But in the short time, that I've given the paper back to friends and a few friends and some family, I don't have to sell a book right now because of the reward that I've received from the people that have already read it. Yeah, it's just powerful.
Right. And I think that's the thing, and it will only continue for sure, Don. It's an amazing book, I think, that not only allows us to look at ourselves differently, but helps us to better understand the why of all of us and who we are. And I think being able to use that information and moving forward. Again, everyone, Don Crosby has been our guest. He's the author of the book, The Why You Do, Unlocking Our Behavior to Prevent Misunderstandings. And as we were talking about even in this conversation, you know, it can help you in all aspects of your life. And I think that is what we all want, and that's what we all desire, to be able to know that there is something out there that can help us to be able to be the best of ourselves in all things, whether it's family, work, or just in our interactions with people that we meet throughout the day. Don has a website that's set up for you all can find out more information about the work that he does, as well as, of course, to be able to find out even about the ProScan that you heard me referencing earlier, and that is www.globalbehavior.com. Again, it's www.globalbehavior.com. And DonCrosby.net, is that right as well, Don?
Yes. Actually, the global behavior domain is the business side of corporate life. And then the DonCrosby.net is the book. And kind of the what I do with the DonCrosby.net is really almost a hobby of helping people and the writing and so forth. And then the global behaviors corporate consulting and licensing.
Okay. All right. So DonCrosby.net, then make sure you all go over there to find out more information about the book as well as about Don as well. And then, as you said, you know, you can already start getting the book for yourself in different forms on Amazon.com. Then it'll be available, of course, on January the 26th for those who enjoy the print copies as well. Don, really glad to be able to have you on the program today. Thank you so much for the time, and I'm looking forward to having you back on the show again.
Sarah, I appreciate it. I was impressed by your follow-up of reading the book, the questions that you had, and the inspiration that you shared. I appreciate that very much.
Well, look, I appreciate that. Appreciate the opportunity to be able to have this interaction with you for sure. And we definitely thank our audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, though, and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. So you can click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there as well. Again, that website, again, for Don and the book is DonCrosby.net, so make sure you all bookmark that or head over to Amazon.com. Depending on when you're joining us, you can get either the Kindle version or the audiobook of the book now, or you can get the print edition later if you're joining us after January the 26th. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.